One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Samaria. Samaria. And Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk. Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening, Rantizens. It's time, once again, for Rant Speak. It's 11 p.m., it's Sunday night, it's the end of your week, or the beginning of your next week. So, sorry for being late. I was, doing ranty things all night, all day, I mean. Out filming, and then over at Enki's doing some preparation for the trip to Vegas. Why am I so quiet tonight? Check, 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 check. That's a little better. Okay. Just going to turn up my headphones a little bit, and then we'll give Smokey a call and get him on the line. So thank you for holding on. Thank you for showing up. Yes, I know. Half hour late. I suck. The big one. In the background tonight is Cero Overdose with their album, Serotonin. Very, very cool album. So let's phone up Smokehouse and he can picture me. As I'm sure he will. Because, well, I'm late and he doesn't like that too much. Which is understandable, right?
What?
What do you want? Jesus Christ.
Can't hear you.
Ah. One second. You're hearing that. Good evening, Smokey.
Good evening. You late bastard, you.
Yeah, I'm a late bastard. I suck.
What were you doing now?
Over at Enki's planning for the trip to Vegas.
Ah.
So it's relevant. Yeah, that's it.
That's good to know.
It's rant-oriented.
Other than you just going to a concert and fucking off for 4 hours.
No, not quite that late this time, huh?
I'll be there when I get there. You just sit and wait.
You just wait along with everyone else. Mwahaha.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's a good idea, yeah. So let me just bring up my sheet here of what I'm supposed to say. Because I'm lost. I'm lost without it.
I don't know how to do it yet.
Okay, welcome to Rant Speak.
Welcome
one, welcome all, welcome you late night listeners. Quite a few. Because it's release night, as they always come in droves for release night.
Yes,
they do. For new stuff, which is good.
Because
they still, yeah, for their crack, their hit for this week. And
this
if you'd
month,
like...
Whatever.
What?
More like this month.
More like this month. I think it was 3 weeks. Was it 3 weeks or 4 weeks?
It was three.
There you go. Only a week late. Wah, wah, wah. Takes time to do good things. If you want to get into the IRC and talk with all the other people that are in the IRC, you can click on the... Go to rantradio.com. Click on community and click on chat. Or you can just hop in with your IRC client, whatever your choosing is, and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. And some of the servers are not built into the new MIRC, which kind of sucks. They've dropped other side. It's not in the list.
It's completely gone, which annoys the living crap out of me.
Yeah, it's a small network, but we like it. So please don't, like, why would they drop it?
Yeah, we're on it, so fuck you.
That's so mean. Well, it makes it more exclusive. We're a nice exclusive club. But if you go to the community thing in the Rant Radio webpage and click on chat, it will actually tell you
where to go, even if you're just using your IRC client. And you can also check out our webpage and download all the old shows and listen to all the great, masterful shows that we've done in the past. Oh, they're wonderful. They're great.
And the page is awesome, too.
The page is amazing. And we've got a team of specialists working around the clock to make us a new one.
I mean, if there ever was a page actually in need of Flash, it's ours.
It needs Flash? Oh, Flash. The bane of my existence. The only webpage in the whole internet that uses it well is Homestar Runner. That is it. All the other ones are just Flashturbation.
That buzzword.
Yes. Love the buzzwords.
Way to go.
And the people in the IRC tonight are MST3K, APOC, Liquid Blue, Purden, Textrix, Red Maiden, Challenge, some new names, Resonant, Amic, Sam Vega, Atoll, Roscoe, Mimo, one of many, K-Tog, that's about all the active, Desert Runner there too as well. That's all the active people. What?
80 people tonight.
Yeah, quite a packed IRC. A lot of
log in and you two can be ignored.
That's right, and you two can idle in the channel along with the rest of them. you can also send in your news stories, which a lot of people are sending in news stories, which helps me a lot out because I can't be everywhere all the time. And they're sending in unique stories that I just missed too, so it's very helpful.
Thank you for sending them to Sim and not to me.
Are they getting better, a little bit better, Smokey?
I'm not getting any, which is awesome because, like I keep saying, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're listening, which is nice. And send them to info@rantradio.com. All the cool stories that you think should be on the show, and listen to the show and you'll know what kind of stories we're talking about. We need some bandwidth and people keep offering their storage, which is nice. We're pretty good with storage right now.
You're not turning them down on that, are you?
Oh, no. No, I send them in the direction. They download all the stuff we need mirrors for, and they give me the link and it's all good and we post them up. Yeah. Storage is nice. Storage is very nice, so thank you for those. But we do need the bandwidth in terms of streaming bandwidth. That means radio bandwidth, and that means you have to install a program on the computer. Not just web space, but web space is helpful.
Are you fumbling?
Am I fumbling?
Yes.
Like that?
I kind of like it, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm clicking the mics together. Okay, I'll try and keep them separate, because I have to hold them both together so you can hear me. You already heard that before. But we need bandwidth for our punk and industrial stations very, very badly. They're always full. People love them. And so if you can install Shoutcast on a computer that has mega bandwidth, not residential, please, info@rantradio.com. We love you. Long time.
Yes, long, long time. Maybe sucky. We'll send you something, but maybe not.
Maybe not. Sucky, sucky. DJs. Smokey needs some DJs. We need lots of DJs.
We need lots of DJs. Good DJs. Once again, I get lots of applications and letters, but no one sends me anything, which annoys the living shit out of me.
They have the gumption to start things going, but they don't have the follow-through.
I mean, they don't even start anything. They just send me an email. Okay, what do I do? And then I tell them, and I get nothing.
They're like, that's too hard. That's too much effort. Well, it does take a little bit of effort.
If you do upload something, please tell me.
Yeah, sometimes it just goes on the FTP and lounges around for a while, right?
Because I'm not going to know. Speaking of FTP, you should clean that thing up, dude.
Actually, I did clean it up the other day. It's a little bit cleaner. I'm going to go in a couple more days and clean it up a bit more. All the stuff is out of the root now.
Yeah.
And I've gone into a couple directories and cleaned some out. So it's a bit better.
I was looking at that the other day and I'm like, God damn it.
There's some people who upload like movies and garbage CDs, and I'm like, this is not a Wares site. Nobody can download this crap. Please stop wasting my bandwidth and storage, because I just delete it. That's all I do.
Yeah.
Do you have any cool news on DJs or anything you want to talk about in your life?
No, not really. My life's pretty boring. I got up today, and there were people at my house.
Oh, what kind of people? Good people?
Yes, the friends. They just happened to be there.
Yeah.
And I got up, and they were drinking. So I said, Okay, I'll do that too.
Being the drunk alcoholic you are, you joined right in.
That was my day. Breakfast started and ended with beer. Pretty much my day. Thank you very much.
Well, that's not too bad then. Your connection to you is total shit tonight.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like totally echoing and kind of crackling in and out, but it's still usable, so.
You sound great.
I know I do.
Oh, stroke yourself some more.
I am right now.
It's all about you.
Oh, yeah, all about me. Sorry, I had to move the camera a bit more. So I could see myself better on my video monitor here.
Yes.
Just for me, because nobody else can see it, so it must be for me.
That is pretty narcissistic when you have yourself on a video monitor and you're the only one in the room. That's great.
It's very good. We need some help with torrent seeds. We really need it for the Porn on Beta album, and if you could post that into the IRC. Because there's only a couple people seeding it, and we need a couple more, which would help a lot for people trying to download it. Because I can see there's like 20 or 30 people trying to download it, but only 4 people helping out. And Porn on Beta is a rant kind of thing, so that would be nice. And the patrolling. A lot of people helping out already, but if you go to the download page, there's lots of torrents there that you can help out with, which would be nice. And of course, tonight is the release of Patrolling Episode 3. And as a bonus, the Sean Kennedy TV show Episode 1. And this is something maybe some people don't know about.
Yeah, I can't believe we had to even discuss it.
Discuss it?
Yeah, I was like, shouldn't we have that out where people can get it? You know, like, especially in the rotation, and you're like, why? Well, I don't know, maybe because it was in the fucking New York Times?
It was an abortion of a TV show. I hated it.
Oh, so what? It still made the New York Times.
Very true. So if it makes the New York Times, somebody gives a fuck about it, so might as well put it into rotation, huh?
Oh, I mean, it's decent marketing. If it makes the New York Times, people are going to go, oh shit, let's go watch that.
Yeah, I guess I better put Sean up in his kung fu outfit on there, eh?
Somebody's going to like it.
Yep. So it is. I've redubbed it off the VHS onto really good quality, dumped it into DivX, so people can actually download it and watch it now. And that'll be released at the end of this show. And I'm going to do that with the rest of the 19 shows and also put them on DVD for a beautiful, wonderful 10-DVD set. If you're so inclined to drop the cash for that so I can ship it to you.
And mine are free.
And Smokey's are absolutely free because he's special. On this
yes,
show.
I am. I'm special.
Even as a helmet to prove it. There's a goddamn moth in my room here in my studio. Okay, it's on the bottom of the monitor. It'll be okay for now. What?
Turn the lights off.
No, that's too moody.
Too moody? What?
Yeah, I'll put some Cure on in the background and turn off the lights and light some candles. No, that'd be too bright on the monitors. I think my eyes would fall out. We're going to Las Vegas, and it's down to 2 weeks now. 2 weeks! We're heading down to Las Vegas. And if you want to meet us on the way down, or even see us there, it's actually in the forums in Rant Meetups, I think, or Rant Events. So you can sign up there and tell me that you are going as well. Or if you want to meet us, info@rantradio.com on the way down, because we'll be passing through Washington, Oregon, California, and through Nevada, down the I-5 on the West Coast. If you want to meet Sean, it's a big, old meet-and-greet all the way down, and also at Las Vegas. And the big news tonight, Sean is actually a speaker at DEF CON. He's actually going to do a speaking engagement on Sunday afternoon, July 31st, in the Parthenon 1 area.
And whose cock did he have to suck for that?
They asked us to do it. I didn't even bring it up. DEF CON wants Sean to speak there, which is not too surprising, I guess, because they invited us down there to begin with to do the whole thing.
Better bring a translator.
Have to bring a translator for Sean?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be ripped on alcohol?
Yeah, well, he doesn't really speak English. He speaks Sean.
Very true. There's going to be a translated transcript after of the show, and I'll probably put subtitles in the video.
And every time the W word comes up, I want you to shock him.
W.
Think about it.
W. Oh, right, okay. You know what's coming up. You know what's coming up.
And because if he has to explain that in front of a group full of people, I'm just going to die. I don't even want to go there.
Prepare to die. And it's going to be a multi-camera video shoot of it. Sparky's going to be down there. I'm going to be down there. We both got very high-speed cameras. So it's going to release it probably in its own separate entity for download, which would be very nice. On Sean's upcoming webpage, what is it called? DarkAtlas.com. As soon as somebody steps up to the plate and wants to make a webpage of it.
On that. It's coming.
It's coming. Good.
What's he going to talk about anyway? Or does he even know?
I just told him today. So I told him, hey, Sean, you're speaking at DEF CON. They invited you to speak. And he's like, okay. So, you know, stuff Sean normally talks about, loss of freedoms. Stuff like that, which is quite relevant at DEF CON because they're all social and computer hackers.
I just hope he doesn't somehow alienate the the anarchists.
Oh, I'm sure they'll enjoy him. He'll make it comedic and all that, and work his Sean magic.
Does that mean he'll wear the coat?
We were talking about that today. What he's gonna wear, right? And it's like, okay, kung fu outfit. Or paramilitary, or dress down Sean with jeans and the
Magic Man coat,
Hawaiian shirt, or it could be the Magic Man coat, which would be pretty good, but too fitting for Vegas, right? You got to stand out, and standing out in Vegas is goddamn hard.
Yeah, he'd look like a lounge singer.
Exactly. So it's still up in the air. Maybe he's going to bring down a bunch of different outfits and kind of scope out what everyone's wearing down there, which is probably going to just be jeans and a t-shirt for all the computer nerds, right?
Hoping it's not the kung fu outfit, because it's always the kung fu outfit and the towel.
Well, you know what? The kung fu outfit made it into the New York Times. So you got to give props to the kung fu outfit. So that's on the list still. But we won't know till he walks on stage what he's going to be wearing, really.
He'll wear the kung fu outfit. Let's not kid ourselves.
I'm almost betting on that, actually. So it's time for feedback from our listeners, because email is awesome and email is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Email is awesome! Email is weird!
And Smokey just had to anticipate that I was actually playing that, which I was.
Yeah, I did.
That's good. says, yo, so I was walking down the street on Canada Day when a couple of guys with a radio pack walked up to me and asked if I wanted to take a CBC radio trivia contest. Intrigued by the fact that I could win a prize, I took the bait. After a few stupid questions, they hand me a rantradio.com sticker and scamper away. So being the walking billboard I am, I paste it to my chest and continue on my way. When I got home, I plug it into the old crap box, and behold, I've been playing Rant Talk nonstop for 4 days now.
Wow.
Long story short, I want in. I was born to be a broadcaster, and I have the device. I don't know what word he was trying to say there. Divine? Oh, no.
I think divine, yeah.
Okay, divine nature required. I need a soapbox. And the local rock station has a pick, my number, and a list of reasons why not to put me on the air, posted in their control room. I don't know the details, but I want to learn. I'm in Halifax, and I don't feel the East Coast presence in your shows. Feed my ego, and I'll bring in the listeners. From Matt. And this was apparently the guys from Atlantic Bitch Slap. Well, they're in Halifax, too, which is not a big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So they're running around being naughty, naughty people.
I'm not surprised at all. The guy, Richard, the guy that hosts that, he bothers me on a daily basis.
Bothers you in a bad way?
I hate to sound rude, but he like wants to talk to me all the time.
Hey, Smokey, how's it going?
What's up, dude? You know, it's like, I finally have to say, look, man, it's cool and all, but I'm, like, busy and stuff.
Yeah, that's why I culled my ICQ list down to just my friends. Because yeah. I used to have 1,000 people doing that exact thing. Hey, Sim, what's up? I'm like, Busy. Really, really busy guy.
And I was really cool about it until he ICQ'd me like some ASCII art.
Oh, right. Oh God. Like, through ICQ. That's right. Beautiful. That's some artwork there.
Chris Thompson's face in ASCII art in my ICQ.
That's good.
And then I'm like, okay, this has got to stop.
You're cut off, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff. This next one I got from, you know, our submission thing. That's where most of my email comes from the Rant Radio website. Comments, questions, whatever.
I always get bastard email. All my email comes, like, from you first, which is, like, okay.
Well, this
nobody
one
emails me directly. I have to get it from you, which I don't understand at all.
So everyone in the IRC listening right now to the sound of my voice, email Smokehouse. Smokehouse at rantradio.com. Show the love. Give the love to Smokehouse. Show them you're appreciated.
We keep telling them, like, send the show stuff to me, and somehow you still get it. And then you have to send it to me, which I don't really understand.
It's all secondhand for Smokey, so show some love for Smokey. Tell him he's appreciated.
I'm tired of this sloppy seconds crap.
Oh, it's thoroughly used by the time it gets to you, huh?
Oh, indeed.
So all this one, this one had no name. This had nothing but the words, when a French version? I'm baffled and stunned. So I'm going to answer it on the air.
Okay.
The French version will never be coming. I don't know what French version you want. There will be no French subtitles. There will be no French shows. There will be me not speaking in French.
Yes.
There will be French of nothing. No French. Sorry, never, not going to happen.
We don't like French people.
I don't speak French. And, yeah, that's about it. So there will be no French. So I couldn't reply to him, so I thought I'd reply on the air. This is from Amic. And I had to read this on the air because, well, I wasn't about to type out a long-winded response to this. So that's what I usually do for long things.
This is quite the long-winded, jumbly, no punctuation-having email.
It is, in fact. There's some commas in there, some exclamation marks, but very few periods. It says, hello, Sumerian. I just thought I'd email you today and ask a couple questions. I don't think there are any questions in here. No question marks, anyway.
Yeah.
First of all, I love all the new Rant Radio projects that are coming out. Keep up the good work. The overall quality of patrolling really blew me away. If the show stays going long enough, I'm going to call Dave and ask if I could buy stock in his army surplus shop because sales will be going through the roof. See, we're not advertising Dave's. It's just that Sean buys all this stuff from there, so it's kind of natural and it's a really good store, so
yeah.
It just kind of ends up there. Like, if there's a really cool store in your area, why wouldn't you shoot there if he likes you shooting there? So
yeah, Martin's a really cool guy, so it's...
Oh, they're totally nice there. So, you know, if people buy some stuff there, great. It all works. And if you want to get discounts, mention Sean's name.
That's what I tell people.
Yeah, and seriously, you will get discounts. I'm not joking. But in all seriousness, exactly what is the deal with the What the Hell show? The bastard child of Rant Radio. I realize it's been a super long time since you've done the What the Hell show. Yes, it has been, like 3 years. And the station and yourselves have grown and changed quite a bit since then, but I've never heard a What the Hell show on Rant Radio Talk. And there is no link on the Rant Radio page. Well, there is, but it's kind of buried. I'm going to bring it up right now. I didn't include that in the links. But for all the people who are wondering how this all started, here is the link for the What the Hell show. And you can download a lot of the archives. I still haven't archived everything because back then I really didn't actually archive things. Well, I didn't put them on the internet. I have them all archived.
Yeah.
And there's 2.5 years to listen through there. And eventually they will be put on DVD so you can just get them all in one big package and not download them. Okay. There's no link on the Rant Radio page to even listen to the archives, or at least I've found none. Let me tell you, I found the show after listening to all the SK radio shows, and now I'm listening to all the What the Hell shows. They are the funniest thing I've ever heard on internet radio, and the chemistry between the panelists is so real I can feel it. Well, it is all real. It's a bunch of friends sitting around in a hot, stinky room.
The reason why it's so good is because we all know each other, and we all, to some degree, hate each other.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Well, that's why it worked out so well.
Yeah, it is actually hilarious. And each show is 2 to 3 hours long, and it ran for 2.5 years. So have some audio. Have some more. Absolutely incredible.
I mean, there are people that listen to it like back to back, which even blows my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's going to be a more prominent link eventually. So stick with it for a while. As it goes on, the web pages get more and more organized. I can only do 5 million things at once, not 5 million in one, unfortunately. I do have a job and not a life. It has taken over my social life, but one day I'll get that back. I think it's a real disservice to the community to deprive future listeners of this amazing experience. amazing experience. I know. I realize there's lots of outdated references and cult propaganda in there. And tons of cult propaganda, but that's cool. And most of it is just fooling around, but you guys had so much fun in the show that it makes it an absolute blast to listen to. There's also a couple other reasons why it's not in rotation, which I'm not going to even discuss because that's the problem.
I know at least one reason why.
Yeah, there's a big problem, and that's a big problem why I will not put it on the air just yet. But eventually it will go on. Also, it's a part of History of Rant Radio, which brings my third comment. After listening to literally hundreds of hours of archive talk shows Rant put on over the years, I'm really fascinated about the story of Rant itself. A short history of Rant Radio on the main site would be really interesting. I've never realized how these things can snowball like they have for you in Rant Radio, from three guys in Langley on cable modems to the juggernaut of internet broadcasting it has become today. Well, yeah.
There is a history on the page somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's... Let me go. There it is. It's kind of a point form history. Let me just post it. It's on the Rant Media website, which is kind of the hub for all the Rant Radio things. But it's just dates and times and what happened. I haven't done a formal one. I think About Rant Media kind of does it as well. Let me just paste that here. There you go. There's some history there. So read through that. That's very short. One day it'll be more elaborate. And somebody will write it up really nice and keen and stuff like
that.
Does
it really mean to me? I mean...
I don't know. I don't
remember half the stuff.
Oh, I know.
There's so much stuff.
It's brutal. It's so much. So I just kind of try and put it in point form, and people can search through it themselves.
Yeah,
it's more fun like a treasure hunt, right?
I mean, really, that's all you need. It's just like a bullet point of when we did what.
Yeah, bullet point and links.
And there's some downtime in there, and we can't really list that because that's not cool.
Yeah, downtime is... Well, we kept going for most of it. There's a couple months in there where we did absolutely nothing, and I went insane.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was about 6 months where we didn't do squat.
Was that from the What the Hell until the Sean Kennedy radio show?
Pretty much.
Yeah, April 29th until January 2002.
Which was stupid in retrospect.
Well, actually, in between, SKTFM.TV happened.
Yeah.
Between this. But nothing on the radio, which is a big draw for this whole thing, right? People like the radio. Because it's instant, and I can read their names.
Instant gratification for all the kids out there. I love it so much.
Yeah. Okay, continuing with this long, rambling thing. Okay, anyways, I just couldn't stay quiet about this stuff any longer, and I'm sure any decisions you have made about these issues have been well thought out. Yes, actually they have. My last question is a little more personal. I'm just wondering if you've shipped the copy of the Sean Kennedy DVD set yet. I ordered it several weeks ago and have been checking the mail every day, but still nothing. If you're talking about the SKTFM.TV episodes, they... will not be shipped for quite a while because we're in legal litigation with Burning Man right now.
Oh, did he order the ones that we can't ship?
I'm not sure. I've emailed everyone back, but they never responded. I told them, if you want your money back, I'll give you your money back, no problem, because you can't get them right now. But if you leave the money with me, and I will eventually ship them, don't worry, your names are on the list. But nobody emailed back saying, okay, that's cool. But nobody emailed back saying, give me my money back either. So
this really pisses me off, too. There's a lot of work put into that.
Oh, my God. Scads and scads of work.
God knows I spent enough time on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. And I actually was just working on them yesterday because I finished the patrolling early. So all of Saturday, I was working on the audio commentaries and getting them ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so the audio commentaries are fully done.
That's good.
And the first episode is fully done as well. And probably this week I'll be able to get the rest done. And then I can work on a menu page for the DVD set. And start giving them out to my friends and family because I'm legally allowed to do that.
That's right.
Thankfully, I'm actually allowed to show some people, at least, but...
They're never going to get back to us on this. You know, actually, they don't care.
They probably don't care.
They're just trying to jack with us now.
Yeah, they care enough to tell us to take it off the site, but not enough to get back to me saying that they actually just sat down and watched 2 hours of it. A very well-produced, well-put-together, very promotional thing for Burning Man. Many people have gone to Burning Man because we've mentioned it.
Yes, and now I say because of this, that none of us ever go back. Because they're dicks.
Yeah, until they say yes, don't give them your business. Well, I don't want to be that bad, because...
I would be.
It's a very cool thing. The actual event is cool, maybe not the people doing it, because they're very slow at getting around to doing anything. But the actual event is very cool.
In certain litigation, I wouldn't give them squat. Fuck them.
Okay, where da la la la. If you haven't got around to setting it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'll close up by saying that your years of operating the station have touched my life and many others. Keep up the good work, Sim. You rock, Sor. That is from Amek, who is in the IRC right now.
Yes, and I'm getting worship emails as we speak.
Excellent. Checking your emails. Thank you very much for sending emails to Smokey.
Yes, thank you very much.
He'll while the nights away, reading them in candlelight, out loud to himself.
Yeah. Yes, they're all like one line, and they say, you rule. So.
Oh, come on, put some more effort. Maybe the ones that are coming with effort put into them, they'd be paragraphs and paragraphs, and that's why they haven't arrived yet.
If you can send me one I can believe, that'd be cool.
Yeah, instead of smoke or zor, you rocks, my boxors. Thanks. I rock your boxors. On to the internet news. The military bans Coke. The military is on alert for Coke's chip contest. You may have heard this a couple months ago. Now the military is speaking up. There's a new security threat at the nation's military bases, and it looks uncannily, ha ha ha, like a can of Coke.
They're so witty, those news people.
Oh, that's all they have going for them. Those little jabs of wit that they can throw into there because they couldn't be writers, as Sean would say. Specially rigged Coke cans, part of a summer promotion, contain cell phones and GPSs. This has officials at some installations worried that the cans could be used to eavesdrop. Imagine that. And they are instituting protective measures. Coca-Cola says such concerns are nothing but fizz. Oh, God. Shoot me now. Mark Martin... Oh, God. A Coca-Cola spokesman said no one would mistake one of the winning cans from the company's unexpected summer promotion for a regular Coke. I'm glad they could throw all these promotions in here into the news story.
Mm-hmm.
The can is dramatically different looking. The cans have a recessed panel on the outside and a big red button. It's very clear that there's a cell phone device. Actually, it is very clear. It looks like something from a futuristic 1950s movie.
I've never actually seen one yet, so I...
Neither have I. They're probably just too expensive to put them out into the full wild. Probably just in test markets right now.
Right.
Winners activate it by pushing the button, which can only call Coke's Prize Center, he says. Data from the GPS device can only be received by Coke's Prize Center. Prizes included cash, a home entertainment center, and an SUV. It cannot be an eavesdropping device, he said. Unless you accidentally sit on the button. Nonetheless, military bases, including the U.S. Army Armor Center in Fort Knox, Kentucky, are asking soldiers to examine their Coke cans before bringing them into classified meetings.
We're
asking people to open the cans and not bring it in if there's a GPS in it. It's not like we're examining cans at the store. It's a pretty common sense thing.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that you couldn't hack these Coke cans. There must be a way to hack these Coke cans to make them dial a different number. There's a cell phone and a GPS. Hack the cell phone, hack the GPS. It must be usable a usable GPS to hook up to your computer, and it's in a Coke can, 30 cents. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's the cheapest GPS and cell phone you will ever have.
I think it's a little bit of paranoia, though. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't really use a GPS to eavesdrop on anybody. It just tells you where you're at.
Yeah, but you combine the two. You sit on the button, and Coke can hear what's going on. Coke's taking notes of the military. But,
like they,
you know...
Like they give a shit.
Yeah. Well, when you're the military, you got to be pretty vigilant, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Google bans Gmail account profiteering. Google has banned profiteers from making a buck off its free Gmail email service. Last week, Google modified Gmail's policy by adding a new item to the prohibited list. Users may not sell, trade, resell, or otherwise exploit for any unauthorized commercial purpose or transfer any Gmail account. The modification is a move to stop the sometimes lucrative aftermarket Gmail accounts, which have been difficult to obtain. Not really. Google is still testing the services and limits the number of new users' invitation allows current users to give away. The news must have not reached eBay, however, since a quick search on Friday for Gmail found nearly 2,000 ongoing auctions, with prices ranging from 1 cent to $40 for North Carolina Tar Heels. Wow, that's a great email.
Not even spelled right.
Well worth the $40, huh, Smokey?
Oh, God, people are so stupid. Why would anybody pay for a Gmail address?
I don't know. You can easily, like, ask your friends and family. You can. I'm sure they have some sitting around. I asked at work, and there is plenty of offers, and I got one. Quite easy. Anti-spyware bill advances in House. A U.S. congressional committee Thursday approved a bill designed to crack down on deceptive spyware that hides in users' computer and secretly monitors their activity. The House Energy and Commerce Committee voted 45-4 for a bill that would require software makers to notify people before loading new programs on their machines that collect information about them.
Good.
That sounds pretty good, actually. Spyware can sap computer power, crash machines, and bury users under a blizzard of unwanted ads. It can capture passwords, credit card numbers, and other sensitive data. The bill introduced by Representative Mary Bono, a California Republican, and Ed Townsend, blah, 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 would seek millions of dollars in fines for some of the practice lawmakers considered most egregious. Oh, I'm horrible. Such as logging users' keystrokes or stealing their identities. It would also require that spyware may be easily removable. I'm always on the fence with this one. It's like, legislating software stifles innovation sometimes because, well, you have to jump through hoops now to get your software a stamp of approval, which would actually come back and bite you in the ass in this one, because what is spyware? Okay, well, we have to regulate every piece of software now to make sure it's not spyware.
It's something that's really hard to deal with, because spyware is like everywhere.
Oh, it's awful, and it's a thorn in the side of every not really savvy computer user.
And I mean, even those of us who are, we still get it.
Oh yeah, like it slides in. It's so amazing. You're not visiting bad web pages. You got a pop-up blocker. You're all cool, and then you do a scan, and there's 40 things.
And you're like, where did this come from?
Like, when did this get installed in my computer? So, one hand, great, gets rid of spyware. But on the other hand, it's like, well, will the next update version of my software never come out because they have to get the Senate to approve it? So, this next one, good news for people who have to do insulin injections. But bad news for people who are spying on other people.
That'd be people with diabetes.
People with diabetes, that's the word I was looking for, sorry.
There you go, that's all right.
Because I gave this to some guy at work who has diabetes, and he's like, oh my God, this is so good. I can stop pricking myself multiple times a day with a needle. So it is good for some people. Implant allows simple blood sugar scan. An inexpensive under-skin sensor has been developed that can allow diabetics to monitor blood sugar levels and as easily as they can scan grocery items at a checkout. The sensor designed by researchers at Pennsylvania State University could provide pain-free blood glucose monitoring for people with diabetes, and also shows promises for monitoring environmental toxins and terrorism agents.
Oh no, here we go.
Yeah, here's the bad part.
I was waiting for it. I'm like, what else does it do?
Yeah, what else does it monitor to keep us safe from the terrorists? The vision of our work is a passive sensor, a virtually unlimited lifetime that can be placed in the tissue of the skin. Whenever a reading is needed, a person can wave their hand or arm in front of a reader, placed conveniently at all malls, that will automatically detect the sensor. Conventional blood sugar management involves daily, painful blood glucose monitoring and self-administered insulin injections. Implantable glucose sensors could allow for pain-free monitoring and substantially reduce the amount of time people with diabetes spend with unbalanced blood sugar levels. So, good, bad, the ugly. So far, I'm going to skip down a bit. So far, he and his colleagues have developed systems for monitoring bacterium Escherichia coli and staphylococcal enterotoxin B, two causes of foodborne illness, as well as terrorism agent ricin. There's a large variety of biological things, from protein toxins to pathogens, that we're interested in detecting. We've basically been working our way through the shopping list of these. So all they have to do is combine it with a little color level on your arm, and when it reaches red, watch out, there's terrorists in the area, and they're affecting your bloodstream. When your hand turns red, please head indoors. There's terrorists in the area.
This is just... I don't know, dude.
Yellow means pain, red means death.
I think this just, it's unavoidable now. They're going to put implants in all of us. We're not going to know it.
One way or the other. They've got the diabetics in the palm of their hands now. Now they just have to get the rest of us convinced and put these little sensors in our arms so that we can be protected from bad sugar levels and also terrorists.
I'll probably be next because I can't run away.
That's right. They'll catch you.
Oh.
And you can put it in your children so you can track them. Oh, wait, that's our next story. Japan firm's chip tells mom if kids out of school. Forget the notebook and the multicolored pen. A Japanese firm has developed the latest in school supplies, chip-embedded student ID cards. The cards make it easier for parents to keep tabs on their youngsters. Students scan ID cards on passing through school entrance, and the time is recorded and sent via email to their parents' mobile phones or computers, he said. Parents are also alerted if their child fails to arrive at school. The same happens when the school is over, so parents know when to expect their children to arrive home. Because you can't believe your kids anymore. You don't need parents, you just need a robot to make sure your kids are going home and watching their daily dose of commercial programming.
Well, no one's parenting anymore.
It's exactly. Like, you don't need to keep track of your kids. The school and companies will do that for you. They'll email you when they're being good or being bad. So remember, kids in Japan, give your card to your friend, and as they pass through, it just seems like both of you walked in together if you want the day off.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're not beating our ass in education anyway, so.
Yeah.
Like if we need it anywhere, we need it here.
Those.
Man, we got some dumb kids walking around.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Make the kids go to school, please. But maybe tracking them is not the right way. Maybe making school interesting might be the right way.
Yes, let's toddle them and make it interesting. It was never interesting for me. Why does it have to be interesting for them? I had to go.
Make it dull and boring as it was for us. But just
that's
make,
right.
Chain them to the chairs. Maybe that'll make them sit still.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Chains and whips and
bastards.
Corporal punishment. Bring that back. Los Angeles approves restrictions on cyber cafes, citing problems with truancy. See, it's coming up again. And youth violence, because they're not educated, so they lash out. The Los Angeles City Council on Wednesday approved an ordinance restricting the hours during which minors can visit internet cafes and requiring the shops to install video cameras for security. The ordinance targets cyber cafes and PC bangs. Wow,
what's that?
What a great name. I'm sure they made it up themselves. That provide 5 or more computers, because 4 is okay. Because 4 is not violent. With internet access, including those set up specifically for multiplayer PC video games. cafes would be required to get a police permit to operate, because computers need permits, because you could do bad things. Minors under 18 will not be permitted in the cafes on school days between 8:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., or after 10 p.m., and patrons would be required to provide identification on request, because we don't trust you. The law would take effect in the next 2 months, so it's actually going in. January 2003, City Councilman Dennis Zine called for an investigation into cafes offering internet access, and in many cases, aimed at youth video game players. After an incident where a brawl broke out, read slap fight, between rival groups who've been playing the game Counter-Strike.
They were all pulling their long, greasy hair.
Yeah, it was just awful. They're calling each other names.
I'm more elite than you.
A report found that 86% of people arrested in cyber cafes. What are they arresting them for? Okay.
For fighting.
Fighting, it's okay.
You can't fight in public. It's illegal. You go to jail.
Yeah, don't fight in public, people.
That's why you're arrested.
Settle your differences online by the biggest insult, or, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, why are you fighting in public? You got the video games to show who's the best at the game.
Yeah, it's like fighting the IRC like all the other nerds do. I mean,
yeah.
Throw punches.
And 93% of the arrests were truancy or curfew violations. Oh, curfew. Man told to speak English to dog. This is great.
Okay.
A lot of people may not get this because it's not quite the same in the States, but I thought this was pretty funny as a Canadian thing. You can't teach an old dog new tricks, but can you teach it a new language? Trois-Rivières native Yvan Tessier was asked to do just that when he enrolled in a 5-week English immersion program in the University of New Brunswick. The blind francophone was told to sign a form promising to speak only English to his guide dog, which has been trained at the Quebec Guide Dog Foundation, MIRA, the university said. The demand was the latest in the UNB's campaign of discrimination. It's kind of a slant on this story.
Yeah, a little bit.
Say Tessier and his supporters in the MIRA. Oh, that's what he said. Okay.
Okay.
The Fredericton University had accepted Tessier, 39, in March through the federal second language bursary program, but soon after he began inquiring about the available services for the visually impaired, his application was derailed. In May, Tessier received a registration package from his second choice, Dalhousie University. He compared the two programs, decided to continue his application with UNB. I didn't see why I couldn't be integrated at UNB with my visual handicap. It was told that he would have to speak to his dog in English and change the special software on his laptop, which transforms text into sound from French into English. He refused.
Why?
Because, like, it's one of those fully immersive, only English thing. Like, I've been, like, in my schooling, I've been to classes where it's a French, you're learning French, and me being English, learning French, they said, no English in the class. So you have to only speak French.
Well, that's helpful. Great.
Yeah, it's kind of hard at first, but I guess they're kind of forcing you to learn by force. It's like, even in the class, it's like, you want to go to the bathroom? Well, you got to ask in French. No bathroom unless you say it in French. So he signed a form saying he can only speak English, which is a bit of a problem. He refused, and when he showed up to begin the course on July 4th, he was denied entry. It's discrimination, pure and simple, Tessier said, probably in French. The immersion program has also accepted blind students in the past, including one with a guide dog who had agreed to have the dog learn English commands. Tessier simply did not complete all the administrative requirements. So that is it's a big sticky situation in Canada about the French and English, always, so.
Well, schools don't like disabled people anyway.
Yeah, they discriminate anyway.
Nobody wanted to let me go to school, so they're like, no way, man.
Yeah, really?
No, because they didn't want me for an insurance risk.
What?
They wanted to shove me in a private school, special ed, and just leave me there.
Well, what's the difference with you?
They didn't want me to, like, falling down and suing them and stuff.
Oh, God. That's so sad.
True.
That's so sad.
I just want to push them off.
Like, give you 5 extra minutes to go to class, and you're just as good as anybody else there.
That's eventually what they ended up doing.
Oh, thank God. Jesus.
Had to fight for it, though, for a long time.
That is so ridiculous. Everybody is litigation crazy, so it sparks these litigation-sensitive people, which in turn discriminates. So where's your advantage there? So, come on.
My state government sucks anyway. The federal government's not too bad.
Yeah.
But my state government is awful. They suck.
Well, I'm glad you won over on that one.
They don't care about anybody but themselves.
Because I'm sure you wouldn't be speaking quite as eloquently if you were put in a special ed class with a bunch of other retards.
No, I wouldn't be, actually.
Yeah.
I'd probably be in jail for, you know, making fun of the retards.
No kidding. That's how you'd probably spend your day, because you'd be so goddamn bored in the class.
I know. My mom fought for years to get me in school. Nobody wanted me.
That is so sad. Anyway, next story, not so happy either. AIDS kills 3 million people in 1 year. New figures from the United Nations HIV-AIDS Prevention Agency shows that the disease continued its global assault last year, taking almost 3 million lives. 5 million more new infections were also reported during the same period. Despite the increasing funding, political commitment, and progress in expanding HIV access to treatment over the past 2 years, the AIDS epidemic continues to outpace global response. Like, these numbers... Sit down, think about them. That's half the percent of the world just died of this disease.
That's a lot of people.
And then 1% more just caught it last year. 1%, one out of every 100 people in the world just got AIDS. And these are the people they know about.
In Africa, it's not. I don't think it's going to get any better. Because, I mean, these people are... There's no better word to use than ignorant.
Yeah, they just don't know.
They don't know. Backward, and they don't know.
And 38 million people worldwide were infected with HIV last year, and the number, 73% were in sub-Saharan Africa. So that is like 30 million people in one area of the world are... Oh, it's just awful. I just couldn't believe the numbers. That's all I'm really going to say about it. You can check out the rest of it on the link. I was just so amazed by these numbers that we just don't know about in the world.
Quarantine anybody?
Yeah, that should have happened a long time ago. A quarantine, but it was treated so sensitively in the beginning. Like, it's we can't quarantine these people. It's not right. Well, look what's happening now. It's an epidemic. When 1% of the world catches it a year, that's an epidemic. That is incredible. So it's time to maybe do something about it a little bit more. And, I mean, it's tough to say, okay, put them in camps, but something's got to be done. Jesus Christ.
People go there on vacation, too, and I'm like, I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, it can make me sound like I'm phobic, but wow, when it's that many people, I'm not going there.
And check this out. 75% of young Africans infected are girls ages 15 to 24.
Oh, gee, I can't figure out why that is.
Yeah, why would that be? Okay, this one's kind of funny. This is from Violent Solution. I think it was in the IRC. Bam! Diving pelicans plague Arizona streets. More than 30 endangered brown pelicans have crashed into sidewalks and roads in Arizona, mistaking the heat-induced shimmer of the paved surface for lakes and creeks. The comment that comes next is just so, so funny. They try to land on the water, but it's asphalt, and it's bam! That doesn't feel so good, said Sandy Cates, director of the Arizona Game and Fish Department's Wildlife Center. That doesn't feel so good.
Funny.
During the past 2 weeks, the injured pelicans have been found from Umata Phoenix, department said Thursday. I guess they're not dead, so... No. Probably a lot of broken bones and wings and stuff, so that sucks a lot.
Birds are pretty tough, because they're kind of hollow.
Oh yeah, they slam into windows all the time, they kind of fall down for 10 minutes, shake it off, and start going again.
I want somebody to send us video of these birds hitting the ground.
Oh, it's got to be on some news story. I mean, if they're smashing into the ground all day long, there's got to be some footage somewhere.
I just hope it doesn't hit any people by accident.
Oh, you know? No kidding, eh?
That would hurt.
That would hurt a lot. This one's from Dark Nature. And surprise, surprise, is from the UK. Plunkett to call for European DNA database. David Plunkett will use a meeting of the EU Interior Ministers in his hometown of Sheffield today to urge a Europe-wide DNA database to tackle terrorism. The Home Secretary, meeting his counterparts from the so-called G5, big hitters of Italy, France, Germany, and Spain, will propose sharing a Europe-wide database of potential suspects, possibly based in The Hague. Whether that would be of all European Union citizens or just of convicted criminals or possible suspects. I like that word. Those
possible
two words.
Possible suspect.
Which could be anyone. Is one of the things under discussion at the two-day informal summit. Some form of biometric data collection of all UK citizens now appears inevitable as part of the government's plan for the gradual introduction of a British ID card.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's coming. La la la. So it goes on. Pooling suspects' DNA and fingerprint records, which could prove controversial with civil rights campaigners, even if it is agreed among European Union leaders, is a number of potential anti-terror weapons on the table at the high-level talks. Because you know it's your...
Dental records.
What?
But I didn't say dental records.
No, they didn't say dental records. I guess those aren't quite good enough.
No.
So it's all coming down the pipeline. You're all going to be known in a big database. Isn't that wonderful? No anonymity whatsoever. So, yeah, they're spying on their own citizens rather than maybe the people that really need to be looked at. It's not your own people doing it to you. You're looking in the wrong direction. It's somebody else.
And somebody else.
Stop taking away the freedoms of your own people.
And how many hundreds of years has it been since you heard about like a crazy English guy, you know, that hurt somebody?
Yeah.
Those people, they're just too laid back and drinking tea. They don't care.
Too polite.
They are. They're disgustingly polite.
Yeah.
Almost can't stand it.
So it's that's the end of the news stories. We're gonna take two calls tonight.
We have calls lined up.
I don't know. Well, we always have one call lined up.
Oh, Christ.
But whether you want to do that or not, it's up to you.
Oh, I don't care.
You don't care.
This just seems to get a hang up on him, which is okay.
Okay. Let me just bring up Skype again. There we go. So let's give good old Purden a call. Oh, he's got this picture like he's a terrorist in his little Skype picture here. It's like got a ninja t-shirt wrapped around his face.
Hello?
Purden!
Hey.
How's it going tonight?
It's doing really good.
Really good?
Yes, it's the weekend.
Well, the weekend is over.
It's Monday, man.
Yeah, it's already Monday. Half hour into your Monday, Purden.
Actually, I don't have to go to work until 3 o'clock, so I'm good.
Okay, so that's all good. So what's happening?
Nothing much. I hate work, but the people who are there are really fucking weird.
Yeah, so you fit right in?
Oh yeah, especially with this one guy. He carries, no shit, 5 pounds of knives.
Really?
Okay.
Yes, he reminded me about that story on the What the Hell show with the chicken.
Oh right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he was showing me... What?
I'm just listening.
He was showing me a couple of his knives, and he had one that did, like, a... It was, like, some sort of butterfly knife where you have to, like, flip it and let the blade on the back of your... Get the back of the blade to hit your hand and then catch it or something to pull the knife out.
Butterfly knife, probably.
Yeah.
Where it all flips around and kind of opens and closes.
Yeah, and he had three of those. He had two kukris on him.
Carrying two kukris?
Yes, I'm not fucking joking.
That's very excessive.
And he had like 5 pounds of marijuana on him.
Oh, that's not very good. Probably shouldn't carry that on you at all times. Not quite legal yet. Getting there, but not quite legal.
Why do I think there might be a part of this story that you're leaving out? Because this seems...
There's one part. Friday is apparently token night at my work, so everyone smokes up on Friday at work.
And where is this place that you work?
I work at cabinet making place where I load and unload cabinets and I make them.
Hey, don't anyone who's listening and gonna buy cabinets, don't buy them from where this guy works.
Oh no, don't buy it from my place.
Because like, they're all high off center, man.
I must have broken like 20 cabinets on purpose this week.
And you're still employed.
Man.
They don't know.
Well, they do now.
This is all done with loading, though, because I'm really short when I'm doing a loading truck, so basically what I do is I take cabinets, I try and throw them up top. Some of them fall, some of them don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to say, this is, like, the most interesting phone call that we've ever had. And this is, like, four minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Well, we've got another caller, Purden, so we're going to let you go.
Is it Leo?
No, it's not Leo. Leo will never phone.
Phone him.
No.
Screw Leo.
Yeah.
I'm coming around and saying it. Screw Leo.
It's been like a month and a half since Leo said he'd be on the show. And
anybody can do what he did. It's not really that special.
Oh, I got a question for Smokehouse, actually.
Is it about his... What is it about?
Who do you hate? Me or the... Who do you hate more, me or an Atlantic bitch slap person?
I hate all of you equally.
That means he loves everyone equally as well.
And Sim, are you going to the next rant meet?
We'll probably go to one before we go down to Las Vegas, so let me know when it is.
Next weekend, Saturday, same time.
Okay, I will see if we can make it.
Oh, wait, because I want to buy that Port on Bay SE for you. From you.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Okay, sure. We will see you later. Bye, Purden.
Meet you up, bitches.
He took your line. He stole your line.
That's it. I can't fire him twice either. That's really bad.
Yeah, I know. It's all over for him, right?
It's done. And you're such a whore. It's like, I'll go see you if you buy a CD from me.
It's actually not for sale, so he's going to have to just give me a buck for the CD.
Yo.
Transix.
Can you guys hear me fine?
We can hear you perfectly fine. Nice and clear.
Goody, goody, tuggy boogies.
So what's happening?
Up?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I couldn't help it, okay?
I don't think Sim gets that because he's Canadian.
No, it's like ancient. It's so ancient.
That doesn't mean that you knew what it
was. So played out. That's true. So we're shielded in Canada. We don't have any TV or anything like that.
No good TV.
Actually, that commercial just came on the TV last week, yeah.
I have not watched TV in 3 years.
Excellent. So.
At all?
At all.
Well, wow. I'm sure he's seen it incidentally at friends' places and passing by stores and stuff, but not sat down, hey, I think I'll watch Friends tonight.
I get angry at television.
I do too.
And then I start, like, I'll sit down with my mom to watch television and I'll start bitching about it. And then she'll tell me to go away. So, yeah.
Excellent.
TV pretty much sucks. So, yeah.
So
I have a question for you, Sim.
Yes.
Why the hell is the show at 2 a.m. where I am? Because I'm like 100 miles of like north of Smokehouse here, and I have to wait until like 2:30, 2 a.m. to fucking get it.
Yeah. It's not my fault, dude. It's all him. We keep talking about this. He is a self-serving bastard.
It's all about me. Me, me, me. And to annoy the rest of you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to interfere with my life. As little as possible. So, Sunday night at 11 p.m., is when I do nothing. So it's the perfect time to go on the air. Except when there's concerts at the local goth club, which happens to be on a Sunday night as well. And then at which point it's on at 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning at my time, which is at when everyone's getting up.
I don't know if it's nice to know there's someone close to me or scary.
Within try.
And I'm in I'm up north in DuPage and Wheaton. I'm in like the core political capital of the world. We have like 18 or 19 churches in a 20 in like a 10,000 population town.
Yeah,
and they're all huge.
There's nothing up there. It sucks.
Yeah, full service, no waiting on those churches, eh?
Yeah.
Right up to the counter, you get blessed and on your way.
It's like drive-through God.
Well, there's also a theosophical society around here, which is pretty cool, but my exposure to church is when I was 7 or 8, my father took me down there for 5 hours on Sunday, two of which is kneel, sit, stand, pray, and sing, and then the other three of which is he gets to talk to his friends.
Was that Catholic church by chance?
No, that's a liberal Catholic church. They actually have the, in Europe, they have the Roman Catholic Church, and the Roman Catholic Church is like 2 hours for their worship.
Hello.
Yay!
It ain't me.
Yep.
I'll tell you that much.
So
somebody's getting feedback.
No, no feedback. We just all went silent in awe.
Yeah.
So, thanks for phoning in.
I have one more thing I want to say.
Oh, okay.
Rape my bandwidth.
Rape your bandwidth? Are you ready for raping your bandwidth? We're going to take one more call, and then we're going to go on to raping bandwidth.
Cool.
Okay, thanks for phoning in,
Transix.
Talk to
you
later.
Talk to you later, Sim.
Bye-bye.
I'm in.
And the last one is Tech Tricks. And we're going to give him a call. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding. And then we're going to release Patrolling Episode 3 and Sean Kennedy TV Show Episode 1. Tech Tricks, how's it going tonight?
Hey, good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. You can turn off the stream or pause it, if at all possible, because I can hear it in the background.
What's up? All right.
Is that good?
Yep, that's good. Get a little closer to your mic if you could.
All right. How about that?
Well, it's not bad. We'll go with that for now.
It'll do.
Hey, you know, my microphone was only $3, so what can you do?
And it reflects in the sound, that's for sure.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know I'm cheap.
That's okay. It works.
Yeah, well, anyway, I got myself a car finally, my first one.
Oh, really?
Excellent.
Yeah. I got a Honda because of the reliability.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
So it can get you from A to B now?
Yeah.
And
I had some fun with it, actually.
Yeah?
This weekend.
What'd you do?
Well, first I drove door-to-door. I'm not lazy, actually. I drove door-to-door, claiming that I was a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay. Yeah?
And people got a little confused because I was in a suit.
You weren't in a suit?
No, I was in a suit.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I was dressed up in a suit, so I would look somewhat official.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome.
What kind of reactions did you get?
You know, people would just be like, are you serious? Or this one guy was like, oh boy, I really hope, you know, you're joking. No one offered me any money, though. But
okay.
Well, I'm actually glad, because...
What?
Then you'd be arrested for fraud. So.
Well, not only that, if people actually offered me money to not turn them in or something, it would just show how dumb the people in Illinois are, and that's really not something I want to have happen.
Another Illinois caller.
Well, you know, no offense to Smokehouse.
I'm the smart one, man. I mean, that's
yeah, I know.
Wow.
All right.
I like being the only smart guy in town. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, people hail you. They build statues to you.
And yet they won't employ me. It's very odd.
But I bet you can become mayor by a landslide by just not saying, and going to a debate with the opponent.
Actually, I'd have to move to a different town. Actually, I'd have to move into town to be a mayor of anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm like so far out of the sticks right now, I can't even vote for a mayor.
Oh, nobody governs your area, huh?
No. I think we have a board of some kind.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We don't have a mayor or anything like that, so I'd have to move somewhere to run for mayor, which sucks.
Yeah, he's near a really small town, and he's even smaller than that.
Wow.
It's kind of, yeah, I looked at his place on the map, and it's just, I didn't even know it existed.
It's a dot, huh?
I mean,
yeah.
The main city is, you know, Peoria is not real tiny, but the part I'm in is tiny.
Well, you're really close to Bloomington, which is pretty small.
Bloomington's bigger than Peoria, you know. Bloomington's not all that small. But
yeah,
I'm in
you couldn't tell by the people.
I'm in Bartonville, which is like 4,000 people. Tiny.
That's small.
Yeah.
All right.
So, have anything else to ask or say?
Yeah. Anyway, after that, I drove downtown to St. Louis, and there was a ball game today, so I had this big box of CDs with, you know, just Rant Radio stuff on them, videos and radio recordings and everything. And I was handing them out to people, like passerbys that were on their way into the stadium and everything.
Yeah.
Awesome,
and that's very cool.
Yeah, I had a big sign that said free, and on CDs, I wrote random stuff like, it ranged from Fahrenheit 9/11 and the truth about God to stuff like free internet.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
I figure, you know, they're like, oh, Fahrenheit 9/11. Then they see it's Rant Radio. It's like, oh, I saved one. You know?
That's hilarious. And it's not like you can be even arrested for anything, I don't think. Giving out free stuff? Like, I don't know. As long as you weren't on their property, I guess it'd be perfectly fine to give out free stuff, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Actually, he could get away with it easily. There's also people who, like, they'll, like, buy peanuts and stuff, like a lot of peanuts, and they'll sell them cheaper than what you can buy them in the park.
Oh, right.
So there's people that sell stuff, so I don't imagine him getting in trouble for, you know, giving stuff away. He's probably okay.
Yeah, I think so. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I had about 130 CDs, and I handed them all out.
Whoa!
Wow.
130!
Yeah, and most people actually didn't throw them away, like when I watched them walk by trash cans. So
wow.
That's good news.
That is very good news. I'm sure at least one person will watch or listen to something on there.
That is pretty cool.
That is amazing. Thank you very, very much.
Did you steal the CDs from somebody and then make them?
No, I just had all these old CDs around.
Okay.
Wow. Like, I never really burned music CDs since I have an iPod.
Yeah.
But,
I guess that's like $30 worth of CDs?
Yeah, pretty much, in nowadays standards.
Yeah. That's very, very, very awesome.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for spreading the word of Rant.
If you go to St. Louis, you should go visit Templar Knight and get the shit scared out of you.
Is that where he lives?
Yeah, that's where he lives. You should go see that guy. He'll scare the living shit right out of you.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big man.
Very nice. Very,
very
big.
Nice man.
Very
and his
big.
Brother's even bigger.
So we're going to get all...
Can we get a BAM motherfucker?
Oh, I don't have all that stuff turned on. It's not BAM motherfucker. I don't just saying it's mail motherfucker. It's my mail alert sound.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, hell. Everyone kept saying BAM in the IRC.
Well, that's because they're simple. But...
They're simple folk with simple ideals.
Well, see, now I'm looking like the fool because I'm the one who called in.
That's okay. They were saying, bam, you just latched onto that.
I blame Curtin.
I'm getting a little programmed where I can play little sounds like that.
Oh, danger.
Every once in a while. So
We're becoming a morning talk show.
No, well, hey, man, this show needs something, all right? This show sucks a lot.
You could probably get Regis.
Regis. Yeah, we'll get him.
Well,
on
he's
here.
Desperate.
He's desperate for work?
Yeah, I mean, look at the show he has now. It's crap.
We don't watch
he has, like, professional wrestlers on there.
Yeah, never seen it, unfortunately. Probably for the better.
Yeah.
No, not unfortunately, fortunately.
Oh, fortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost time for bed for me, so we're going to hang up on you.
Yeah,
all right.
And then thank you for all you've done. Thank you very, very much. I know a lot of people are investing a lot of time in spreading the good word.
Spread the word.
I know it's the least I can do.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll continue making free, good products for everyone.
And all some right. Not so good. It doesn't really matter.
And some not so good. You'll like them anyway. Okay, thanks for phoning in.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sounded sad at the end.
He loves us. He didn't want to leave.
Yeah, he just wanted to stay on till the end. So, here they are. I'm actually going to paste them because I've got the low bit torn. I finally got that working. Oh, my God. It was...
Really?
I have no idea what was going on. I had to change the chunk level or whatever the fuck that was.
The new episode is actually a lot better than the last one.
I think it is, too. And the magic key is three segments, at least, per episode. Because the last one had only two, and one of them was really long.
And I mean, these are just more entertaining segments, too.
Very, very true.
I think. I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah, people may hate them.
Maybe I'm easily entertained. I have no idea. But I thought it was better.
I think so, too. And I've got some really good pre-seeding for this, so they should download very, very quick this time. Because I finished them on Friday, got a lot of people to get some pre-seeding going. And so here they are, boom, in the IRC. Patrolling Episode 3 and the Sean Kennedy TV Show Episode 1, in which you actually get to see me in Porn on Beta performing.
Yes, playing for you,
and
yes, again.
Yet again. And you get to see the long-winded interview with Frank Ogden.
God bless that old man. Let me tell you,
he just keeps on going, eh?
I talked to Frozen Fox that night. He was like, this man would not shut up.
Oh, no, he would go on for 5 hours if we let him go.
They were, like, waving their arms and stuff. He told me he just wouldn't stop talking.
It was goddamn hot in that studio, and the people were getting restless and about to riot.
I was so nervous that night. I was, like, sweating bullets, I swear to God.
Oh, it was... Everyone was nervous. We didn't know what was going to happen. It's like, okay, live TV, Sean on camera, danger.
I sat down, like, an hour early, and I just sat in my chair and fidgeted for, like, an hour. I was just freaking out.
So there's also the... Sorry to interrupt. There's the gallery that you can take a look at some screenshots while you're downloading the torrents. Of some screen captures from the episode 3. But anyway, back to the TV show.
Yeah.
And I did the weakest intro that I could possibly do for Sean on the first show.
I actually wanted to see if we could get Saria to do it, because that would have been good.
That would have been good. I don't think he was in... Yeah, he was in the audience that night, actually. He hid his face as the camera passed by.
Everybody was in the audience that night.
Yeah, it was a good crowd.
And that was the only night.
Even my dad was there.
Even your... Oh, your dad showed up.
Yeah.
Oh.
And two ex-girlfriends.
Not so good.
Not so good. That's fine. They're both friends.
Yeah. But the intro was weak, and I'm glad that you said that, because I thought that for like a year now. But
oh, fuck. It was the most weak intro I could possibly do, and for the first show, and I'm like, oh, I sound like an idiot.
And then he runs out and doesn't grab the microphone. And he's like,
yay, praise me. And I'm like, Sean, microphone, Sean, microphone.
No one can hear you.
No one can hear you, not even the audience. So he grabbed the mic finally. I mean, it was the first show, lots of fuck-ups. But
using the worst technology ever.
Yeah.
God.
But all around, he pulled it off. It was pretty fun. Some segments were long.
Had to try it.
Yeah, we had to try it. We gave it a good go. There's actually 19 episodes, so they will be released.
20, I think, actually. I think there's 20.
Well, I've only got 19 on tape, so... Unless I miscounted, maybe there's 20.
Let me see how many I got here. Let me look.
But I'm hopefully releasing one a week. If I can.
Here it is.
Oh, and also, I don't think I said this at the beginning of the show, but there will be no rant speak for 2 weeks. Well, one of them I'll be on the road.
Okay.
Which is impossible.
Okay.
And the other one will be at DEF CON. We're going to give it a go. We'll give it a try. We're even going to try and stream Sean's speech.
Well, that's a good idea, I think.
But we can't guarantee anything.
Right.
It's catch as catch can for bandwidth there. It's really, really shitty. It's just a hotel, right? It's not a conference, an official conference hall. It's really bad bandwidth there.
Oh,
mostly,
great.
Mostly internal kind of stuff. But we're going to try as our hardest. And you'll eventually hear it afterwards. We'll stream it. I'll bring it back home and stuff.
I do have 20 TV shows.
Really? Okay, I'll have to count through my tapes and...
I mean, I've got a couple missing, but the last one I have is number 20, so...
Okay, so there are 20 somewhere. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, because there was 79 radio shows and 20 TV shows, which meant 99.
Yeah, I remember that, actually. I do remember that.
And I was like, let's do one more so we can stop at 100, but...
We're like, no more shows. No more. And I think Sean was going away, or I was going away, or it was Christmas, or something was happening around that time where we really couldn't do it anyway. We didn't have any guests lined up.
Last one was 3 days before Christmas last year.
That's probably why, because the next one would be right into New Year's. It was all, and we're just like, this is the time to end it. 99 shows. That's a good number.
Okay.
So the patrolling is out in the open. So we're going to sign off because the show's been going on for, an hour and a half now almost.
My head hurts.
And my head hurts too, and I'm very tired. But I got a lot of sleep this weekend, which is good.
Yay for you.
Yay for me.
All right.
So... what is the next weekend? Next weekend is the last show before we go down to Vegas.
Next weekend is my birthday.
Well, have a happy birthday show then. Is it actually on the Sunday?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we'll have a birthday show then.
It's my 30th birthday.
Wow.
Shoot me in the face.
That's awesome. So I'm only slightly older than you.
Yeah. Sean's only slightly older. You're older than him, right?
Yes, by 2 weeks or something.
You're older than both of us.
Mine's October 3rd. His is October 23rd. So 20 days older than Sean. I am his senior.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. He actually mentions his birthday in this... I only know that because he mentions his birthday in episode 3.
I always forget when his birthday is. I know what month it is, but I always forget which day it is.
So now you know. Everyone mark it down on their calendars and wish Sean a happy birthday in your head, I guess.
send him moon pies.
Yeah, send him moon pies. Big box of moon pies.
That's right.
Need to fatten him back up again. Get him up to 40 pounds he lost.
I remember something. Remember how last week we were talking about people sending me naked pictures and stuff?
Yes.
Well, somebody actually sent me naked pictures of a girl. Here's the thing, okay? They were just normal, like, porn pictures.
Oh, that,
like, no.
That's no good. Like, there's no personal connection there.
Like, if that does me no good, I mean, I can get those myself, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't send me random porn. I don't need that. I've got that covered.
Oh, and also Transix points out that please leave your torrents open when they're done downloading. That would help a lot so that people can... more people, because the more people that put it in, the faster it'll go for future people getting the torrents. Let's see how many people are downloading. Lots of people downloading. That's awesome. So, thank you very much for spreading the good word.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Oh, and a lot
of... and all that crap, too.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, more people helping out with the Porn on Beta CD, I see. Thank you very much. Yeah, they're really helping out. Can you believe 120 people... are seeding episode 2.
No way.
120.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of people.
For that goofy little show.
Yeah. Oh, it's.
I want to know why his socks never match his kung fu outfit.
What kind of socks is he wearing? Is it white? Always white.
He's doing it like brown.
Brown socks.
What are you doing, man?
Was he wearing? What is he wearing on his feet? Is it like slippers or sandals or flip-flops or...
And he's got those fucked up green shoes.
Oh, God. Was he wearing those green shoes?
Yeah, he had. Yeah, I think he wasn't wearing them, but I think he showed them in a segment.
Oh, really? Oh, in the Sean Kennedy TV show or...
No, in patrolling.
Oh, yeah, he's wearing his green shoes a lot. He loves them. And they match nothing.
Yeah,
absolutely nothing. They're so horrendously greenish yellow. Oh my god.
They're very 70s. They're awful. They're awful.
Nasty, nasty.
He doesn't have much fashion sense.
No. But that's what makes him shock.
But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows about his underwear, apparently. So.
Yeah, he knows his stuff about his underwear. Anyway, we're babbling. It's time for bed.
Yeah, we're done.
So we will see you all next week for the last one for 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, I guess. And we're going down to Vegas, and it would be awesome if we see you all there if you're going, or if you're on the way down to Vegas. I know a lot of you live in Washington, Oregon, and California, so Want to meet us? It's all about the meet and greet this time. We won't miss anyone because we got a lot of time on the way down. info@rantradio.com. Let me know.
And I'm going to say it again. You better bring me something back or I swear to God I'll kill you.
We'll find someone to bring you back. Some little pin or button or sticker, right?
Something. Anything at all. Since I can't go.
No, that sucks. Nobody will wheel you to these events, eh?
No. And nobody wants to finance me, so it's just screwed.
Yeah, all screwed. So, it's good night for me, and...
Good night for me. Konnichiwa, bitches, and screw you, Purton, who stole my line.
But you reclaimed it back. So, we'll see you next week. Arrivederci.
Bye.
That everything in America is completely fucked up. You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.